ASFS, embrace the chaos.
The show you're about to listen to has content that is not suitable for children under 14, sexually judgmental people, the highly religious, or general douchebags. Those with virgin ears or heart conditions, and women who are pregnant or more susceptible to becoming pregnant should seek medical attention if eargasms intensify.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
You really want to know what love is?
Complete Bay Area sex coverage starts right now. This is the evening edition of Afternoon Delight with DJ Sin and Miss Amanda Pye.
Afternoon Delight.
Hi.
Sorry. Mics weren't on.
We had to have technical difficulties for the last show ever.
For the last time, yes.
So we had a last show last semester, but this is like the last show.
This has to be the...
The last show.
Last show.
Yeah. But ever. We don't have any bells or whistles or champagne today because I am exhausted. I've been really sick. I just want to say, Jason, you've carried the show this semester. I've been dealing with some stuff.
You know, you've had your own stuff, and I can't blame you for anything.
You know, but it's finals time, so I'm ready for this to be over, so I can go back to living my awesome life.
Your dream life.
My dream life.
By the way, you are listening to
Afternoon Delight, Evening Edition.
Evening Edition. And how are your headphones, Miss Amanda? Can you hear?
No.
No?
I'd like to hear myself a little bit more.
How's that?
Perfect.
Yes.
So we got some good stuff for you today. The usual Kama Sutra, would you rather porn? I don't know. Porn? Did you get some porn?
I did get some porn.
Yes.
I got some good porn for you.
Got some good
Whoever's
porn.
Whoever's listening.
Porn title alliteration, pleasure news, all the good stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
How was last week?
Last week was pretty swell, I'd say. I was just hanging out, you know, by myself in the studio. Got a little me time.
Awesome.
And
Did you ejaculate everywhere?
Not everywhere. I was very selective, though.
Good.
Mainly the phone, because I just have this hatred for the phone. So, like, you right there.
Well, see, that's one thing that men need to do. They need to control their ejaculation to one spot that we can clean up nicely.
Right.
Like,
you know,
our stomachs.
That's just a courtesy thing, you know? So,
well, I'd actually love to hear some people moan. I know that it's finals week, so a lot of people are busy. But if you want to give us a moan, give us a call.
You know, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind moaning too.
No, 415-338-1532.
Give us your best moan.
Woo!
That is an order.
Jason, I'm going to have to make you moan. That didn't sound right at all, but I'm going to...
That's okay.
I'm pretty done.
There's been so many of those times in this studio.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, let's put a song on. Let's get composed here.
All righty. Well, on that note, I'm going to put on something that's pretty good for start out with. It's the Joker and the Thief.
Ah, by, Wolf Mother.
So, we're going to be right back after the break. You're listening to Afternoon Delight.
Woo!
the night.
Pirate hooker.
content is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
Afternoon Delight with Miss Amanda and DJ Sin.
I almost forgot to put my headphones on.
I almost forgot I was in a studio doing a radio show.
What is going on today?
I'm sorry, Miss Amanda. I've just been really distracted lately today, and I think it's because I was on NyQuil all night and DayQuil all day, but all I really wanted was that beer.
It's a holiday haze, I swear. Like the DayQuil and the NyQuil mixture, it's a holiday haze because it's right before the holidays, and everybody's using it to get through life. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
But I am not sick of sex, let me tell you. You know, is one thing that will cure almost everything.
You know, I think 2 years of having a sex talk radio show can prove that.
It does. It makes you happy. It provides fun for everybody else. And right eargasms. On.
And, you know, we've provided so much for people over the years. I mean, it's been...
Give back to us.
Give back to us.
Give us something. Jason, did you go to that
get
Santa...
Get some? I'm going to get... Yes.
You're going to get some? Did you go to the SantaCon?
I did go to SantaCon. How come you're bringing... Oh, okay. All right.
Because when I was reading Miss Connections, looking for the perfect one for today,
yes,
there were so many for SantaCon, and so I always click on them because you like that kind of stuff. You always go to the pub crawl crap. And I saw a ton of them running around this weekend when I was actually in the studio working on a project, so I wasn't having fun. Oh, well, I was having fun, but not that much fun.
Yeah.
Not SantaCon fun.
You were having fun messing around the city with all sorts of Santa freaks.
Yeah. Where did you end up going?
We ended up starting out on Civic Center, and then we worked our way over towards Polk Street area, right by the Hemlock and all that.
I was right over there. That's where I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good fun.
Were there beer specials? Is that what the
specials,
whole point of it was?
I'm not quite sure because
I don't remember.
I was just having a jolly old good old
time. You would. I just picture you like 10 years from now being, not even 10 years, maybe 20 years. 20 years from now being the Santa Claus.
At
all the holiday parties for your family.
I was
going
to buy a Santa Claus suit last year.
Yeah. I can see you doing that with all the pretty little ladies sitting on your lap asking them what they want for Christmas.
All right. No? Fair enough. You pinned me. Let's do some news.
Yeah.
All right.
So I have two stories.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
I have one that I don't mind talking about and one that I don't really care for.
All right, well, let's do them. So the first one I got from Sammy Slander from The Hard Edition, who had their last show last night. It was great. Man, 74-year-old man, calls police after being shortchanged by his escort.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you think, I mean... Retard. Anyway, so a 74-year-old Milwaukee man...
Shortchanged by his escort.
Yeah, called police to report a theft of $50 after two women...
Really?
...failed to give him $50 back in change for escort services that he received at a motel on Monday. According to the police report, the man told the police that he had contracted for one of the women, known as LaDonna...
LaDonna.
...to give him a $50 back massage from 1:13 a.m. to 1:43 a.m. in his room at the Days Inn.
Okay.
The man told the woman he only had a $100 bill, and the woman agreed to provide him with change in the morning, but he never received it. So the police questioned this LaDonna person, who's actually a 22-year-old Illinois man...
Well,
dressed as a woman.
He knew what he was doing.
who told police he was an escort. And they also questioned the other 25-year-old Illinois woman who admitted doing business in Wisconsin numerous times. And this man apparently was also warned about... He got the day before, this guy, the old guy that's complaining about not getting his money back, he's obviously on a roll because the day before, he was involved in an incident in Oak Creek... where the police say he was intoxicated, wearing a Santa hat, and spitting at people in the church parking lot. So this guy was just having a really jolly
having
time.
Having a doozy time there.
Yeah. I bet he was wearing that Santa outfit when he was getting his quote-unquote 30-minute massage.
Oh, yeah, there was some total...
That's a lot of money. $50 for a massage, a 30-minute massage.
Right? 30 minutes? Really? Yeah, that guy was just... He did not want to spend that whole... He should have spent it more wise than that.
Why do you need two escorts... for one half-hour massage.
Well, one to do the massage and one to do the blowjob.
So his penis has to be large enough at 74 years old and not wrinkly enough to fit a mouth and two hands? Or, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's what boggles
my
mind.
This 74-year-old man dressed up doing his thing.
Not that, you know, the 50... I would want my $50 back, too. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this one's a little more uppity, but you know, uppity. they're trying to bring him down for what he's doing. This is basically the FDA has been cracking down on this DIY sperm donor in California. Yes, a California man is vowing to continue his do-it-yourself sperm donor operation, despite efforts of the federal health officials to crack down on this free service that he provides. So, in other words, this guy, Trent C. Arsenault, he's 36 from Fremont, California. Mm-hmm. He has fathered 14 children, with four more on the way, and donated sperm to between 60 and 75 families since he started his online operation.
Is he a good-looking man? Does he have good medical history?
I think he's, well, just judging on the picture, I think he's symmetrical. He's structured face. He's got...
I just don't understand why he... I mean, does he make money off of this? Is this his, like, only way of making money?
No. This is like something he's doing. He goes on Facebook and he's just overwhelmed with all these messages of families. He's basically, this is like, he's like the modern day Robin Hood of sperm donation.
Well, good job, sperm hood.
Good job, Robin.
I don't know what to call him.
Hood, sperm guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, well, it's just a little bit strange because when you think about it, the donation of sperm, especially when somebody like that is donating so frequently, as you said, he's got, 14 children and four more on the way, and then other people asking him?
Right.
This was the issue that came up with my mother. My mom was actually very upset, and my boyfriend at the time were very upset because I had signed up to donate my eggs.
Right, yeah. I
remember this whole, this whole situation? And my mother was just horrified because she wouldn't want to walk around and not know if the little girl that looked like her was her grandchild. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. So don't you think that'd be very strange? What if they fell in love one day and then, like, his sperm, and then they don't know that they're related, and then they have mutated babies? It's just not good for the society.
Right. So, I mean, well, medically speaking, the FDA or whatever, they are completely against this. But this guy he wants to donate and to do this to help low-income families, you know, struggling with their infertility. So I don't know. Right. It's a bit of a toss-up on that one.
I mean, he has his heart is in the right place, but his sperm is in too many places. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
My second and last article. A woman's fake breast disappears during Pilates.
That would be an interesting thing to, interesting magic trick.
So this 59-year-old woman said her body swallowed one of her fake boobs. So the woman was a breast cancer survivor who had a double mastectomy, which I think that means they take both of them out, and afterward gotten breast implants. But also she had... I think recently she had another surgery to fix some heart condition. And so in between the ribs and the muscle that holds, you know, the boob and the ribs, that was penetrated through when she was doing a Pilates move, and it went right through her ribs into her chest. It just disappeared.
That's intense.
Isn't that ridiculous? I don't know what I would do if I was like doing yoga or something, and all of a sudden Thelma or Louise.
I don't know what I would do if I was the guy sitting there staring at her boobs before, you know, I'm sitting there. Yeah. Whoa.
Those are magical breasts.
Neat trick. Where did they go?
See, that would be good for transvestites.
If they can master
the breast.
If it's not like a medical emergency type issue.
That would be an awesome bedroom game. Where'd the titty go? So, yes.
Now I'm here. Now I'm not.
Oh, the poor lady. But then if you were trying to suckle on them, if you press too hard, they could go...
Do you get sucked in as well?
Yeah! That would be crazy. That's a porn in itself.
You have reached the toot. I'm not even going to go... The titty zone.
The titty zone. Oh, fantastic. That's all I had.
Okay.
But, I mean, just in conclusion, they fixed it.
Good.
So hopefully that doesn't happen to the poor woman again or her poor husband.
Okay, all right. I had another article, and it was essentially, I'm just going to basically paraphrase it because it's not even worth your time. It's not worth my time. Essentially, Wisconsin and Michigan are fighting about this issue that their state looks more like a mitten than the other. And
I'm not even going to go there.
You know?
If they were arguing about
hands down, I'm not going to go there.
If they were arguing about which one looked more like a dick, that would be fine.
Right.
Or a titty.
Right.
Maybe a vagina.
Anything other than a mitten, you know?
Yes.
Mitten mojo.
That's crazy.
Nah, the tourists care
about that. Let's move on. Let's not even waste our time.
But that's basically it for my news.
Okay. No more news. Do you have a tip for me today?
I do, actually.
Just
but
the tip?
First, actually, did you want to hear this? I just recently found a new version of Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
And
let's get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. So
chestnuts roasting.
There's the version right there.
On an open
mouth. It's
actually
Amanda just sing. Oh, my gosh.
Jack Frost nipping at your tits.
I'm going to put it on. Here you go. Here you go.
Balls made out of snow. Frosty the pervert, all the kids he liked to watch. That's creepy.
His dick did grow when he packed snow on his cold and icy crotch. There must have been some magic when he stroked his frozen meat. 'Cause Frosty started moaning loud and it began to sleet. Frosty the pervert was as glad as he could get.
I bet he was glad.
He threw away his corn cob pipe and lit a cigarette.
Classy. Yeah, I love my perverts dressed as snowmen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do have a tip for you. So without further ado, I like saying that, by the way.
A tip for me.
I don't know if you've noticed. A tip of the week.
A tip for me.
And now it's time for just the tip of the week.
Okay. I forgot how funny that is.
Oh, yeah. So, dry out of ideas to spice up the bedroom? Fret no more, party people. Try lubricants. Lubricants add a fun and pleasurable element to masturbation, foreplay, and sex for both men and women, heterosexual or gay. Stimulating your own or your partner's clitoris, vagina, or penis when it is lubed adds to the sensations experienced and avoids the discomfort of dry friction. Penetrating your own, or your partner's vagina or anus with a finger, toy, or penis is also made far more comfortable if lubrication is used. So, go out and whet that appetite. This
Thank
has been
you.
Just the tip of the week.
Jason, do you have a specific kind of lube that you enjoy to use?
Actually, you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
I recently just bought one online.
Which one?
It's a bacon lube.
Ew.
It's actually a present, actually. Don't worry about it.
It's not for me. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like the taste of roast beef. You'd rather it be bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
That's strange. See, I bought like the warming sensation one. It doesn't really do much. All it does is feel like maybe you have something down there.
I haven't really experimented too much with those. But they're not that
it's
great
weird.
Tasting. Or maybe I
could be. Oh, it's terrible. Just like flavored condoms. Just why?
But it's like plastic or some type of like weird.
But the commercials for KY Jelly, his and hers, where they have the two people and then all of a sudden their like hair is blown back and stuff, that is not only great advertising, but also great advertising because I would love to try it.
Right, right.
So I'll let you guys know. No, I won't because we don't have any more shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I am a
Have you heard about the one that's, I actually heard a commercial on this the other day, but I don't have that. But there's the KY brand, him plus hers plus theirs.
Oh, do you have that?
No.
You don't have that commercial?
No. I did not make that commercial. But, yeah, it's essentially for all those people who are in those group sex parties. And basically what happens with this lube is as you sweat more, it is actually a condensed version of this lube. So it expands as there's more sweat. So the more people, the more the merrier.
Mm.
Yes. KY, him plus her plus theirs.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I think you should patent it. So what do we got next here?
All right. Right now we got weapon of choice, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Oh, yeah? Good song.
I like it. You like it. We'll be right back.
Everybody's obviously a little bush from all this humping.
We'll be right back.
Warning, content is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, enjoy some uncut audio clips from the Retro Porn Vault of America.
Oh, here.
Try?
You try it for a while.
Okay.
Let's take your clothes off.
Good idea. Ooh, isn't she pretty?
Beautiful.
So that's it. Hold it there and then move the skin
like
down.
This?
That's it. Big mouth. That's it. Don't bite. Just put your tongue. Wrap your tongue around it. All the way down to the bottom. Oh, that's it. Take your other hand and hold his cock, and then your other hand and play with his balls. That's it. Doesn't that taste good?
Afternoon Delight with Miss Amanda and DJ Sin.
That was... See, Jason,
whoa.
You found a good one. Takes a while to find these retro porn clips, but Jason was in charge today, and he found a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Got me all hot.
Alrighty, we are back with Afternoon Delight. That was it. That was pretty good retro.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we have a caller.
Ooh, a moaner?
A moaner, yes. We've been telling people to call us and say, you know, hey, give us your best moan. So, caller, you are on the air.
Oh, Jason and Amanda, I just want to say that I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I've been practicing my moan for you guys.
Good. I'm so glad that we got to pop your moaning cherry.
Oh, that's quite a challenge. Oh, then okay. You should be pretty good at this.
I've thought about this moment for a long time.
Okay. Well, we're just going to give you your space. I'll just say go, and then you go. Okay. So are you
guys ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay.
Whoa, did you like abducted by an alien or something?
was that it?
That was my O face. Was that not good enough?
That was quick.
Yeah, I am not pleased. That was way too quick.
That was amazing. You know, it was just, I felt the intensity. But
I'm not satisfied, though.
I seriously, you know, I just saw the movie Cowboys and Aliens, and that sounded like something that just came out of the...
You need to build it up, caller. Build it up. You got to start like, and then build it.
Yeah. See, that was just a good taste right there of what you can aspire to.
Well, I just released that one, so I got to... Hold on. Let me build up a little more.
Your refractory period, yes.
A little more O juice. Okay.
On your mark. Get set. Moan. Excellent time.
Nice job.
Caller, you have been a great success, and
thank
we wish more success for you in the near future.
Yes. Practice that moan, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, and
we'll
catch you in a bit.
That was good. I like when people moan at me.
Oh,
can we misconnection each other?
Let's do that. Let's misconnection each other.
Let's connect those dots.
Yeah.
You're about to listen to
Misconnection.
I want woman for male. I want to run my fingers through your hair and down the back of your neck. I want to caress your forearms, hands, and fingers as my lips linger against your neck, inhaling your scent, breathing deeply and trembling. I want to kiss, lick, and bite your earlobes, sending chills down your spine and making your knees buckle. I want to lick and suck on your fingers, one by one. I want your body impossibly close to mine so that I can feel your heat. I want you against me, pinning me to a wall. I want you.
Response. Yeah, you do. You're nasty. I like that about you. I'm gonna let you do all that, because I'm a nasty boy too. Ugh. I'm gonna lick and bite your motherfucking toes off. Don't you worry, girl. Your body is gonna be so close to me that you're not even gonna know what's going on. Cause you'll be like, what? Huh? What? Yeah, that's right. You, me, and some ENJ Irkin jerk. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're gonna have fun tonight. Bake my balls, male for female. I need you to bake my cock and balls with your hot ass. I'll supply the frosting.
And I'll supply the cookie cut outs of a gingerbread man. I've always wanted my very own dick-flavored holiday treat. See you Tuesday. Everybody's in the holiday spirit.
Everyone is just super duper these holidays.
Amazing. So we have about 15 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some porn title alliteration.
Okay. We got some porn title and I Kama suppose Sutra. Some Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two would you rathers?
Yeah. We can fit I think we have a couple actually.
Okay.
Let's do would you rather.
All right. Fair enough. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this
or you can get with that. Would you rather?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this first one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather, Jason, have sex in the same position every night or a different position every night, never to repeat an old one?
Ooh, this is like that age-old question that you'd think it would be a simple one.
Yeah, it's not.
It's, oh. Have sex in the same position every night, that can get really boring.
Yeah?
Although having a different position every night, never to repeat, that can get pretty crazy.
It would not only get crazy, but...
But I feel like if
you would hurt yourself.
If you're consistent enough and you do enough yoga and you're really passionate about it, then I say it's worth it. So I'm going to go with the latter option.
I mean, I'm not a boring person, but to be completely honest, I like certain positions, and I'd like to reuse them, so...
Right, right.
I don't know what I would say for that.
Okay, okay. How about this one, Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather wake up naked and sore in all the wrong places...
Great.
...without any memory of the night before, next to the Burger King telling you you had it your way, or... To Ronald McDonald telling you that you were loving it.
More than anything, I just want to have it my way, and I'd rather fuck a king than a clown. So I'm going with Burger King.
That is a solid answer. I couldn't agree more.
Yes. Okay, would you rather ejaculate Bee Gees tunes or baseball umpire strikes and ball calls? So think about it.
Just, you know, right?
Every time you ejaculate. Stay alive. Because your sperm are trying to stay alive while getting to the uterus.
Right, they're trying.
Could you imagine what it would sound like while inside of a vagina?
Yeah. So like, wait, but if you're ejaculating like umpire strikes and like if you miss, it's just like strike. Or
ball seven.
Ball. I don't know. I'll go with the Bee Gees.
Okay. I like that. Actually, I think I would rather enjoy that.
On your end of that question, what would you prefer?
I would prefer somebody, the Bee Gees. I think that'd be hilarious.
Okay.
But only if it was like a one-night stand. If it was somebody I was trying to have a relationship with, no go. No go.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Would you rather... Okay. This is for all you superhero people out there. I paused. But this is for all the superhero people, and this is like the age-old question, and I need an honest answer from you.
Okay.
Would you rather have sex with Batman or Superman?
That's a very easy question for me, because everybody that's ever played Batman bothers the crap out of me. So,
no!
Seriously, think about the voice. I'm gonna get the Joker. Like, it's just like Christian Bale,
okay,
not the worst.
Not the Christian Bale Batman.
Okay, so we're just talking like superhero.
I'm talking about purity reasons, not Christian Bale. I think, as a woman, I would even not choose that one, okay?
Batman, let's see. He takes the night. You know, he's out there climbing shit, I don't know, flying around in Gotham City, which I could
really rugged.
I could totally live there.
Day,
Superman, however, he flies, dude. Like, that's fun. Mm-hmm. He's got a cape and all. I'm going to say Batman.
Okay.
What about you?
You have no idea how proud I am.
Why?
You hate, chose the right answer.
You hate Superman?
Don't worry about it. Okay. No, that's fine. You got one more?
I do. Would you rather have an invisible penis?
Uh-oh.
Or a penis that turns green and tears out of your clothing like the Incredible Hulk every time you get aroused?
Oh. Do it when I can. I when it happens, just be like, Hulk smash.
You
Hulk,
can do whatever Hulk, you feel like.
Fuck girl.
Yeah.
Mm. But though, if you have an invisible penis, though, maybe the woman might not be aroused, but you could be pretty sneaky
about being aroused. See, I think the invisible penis would be good for, like, kind of lame kids or people, like, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. the dorky ones in junior high who want to hide the boners. But the Hulk one, damn. Could you imagine having that in
Can
seventh
you imagine
grade?
Just that happening?
In science
that
class.
That is a frightening, frightening thing to happen.
Let's dissect that guy. All right. That was it. That was for that one.
Like, yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to try and call these people, but I have to call someone real quick, but let's just see if they'll pick up.
I know we're making phone calls.
There we go.
Thank you for calling Dial an Asshole.
Oh.
All of our assholes are currently assisting other assholes.
Aren't they always?
To receive a free copy of our quarterly newsletter, The Anal Retentive, please leave your name and number at the beep, and the first available asshole will return your call promptly. Have a shitty day.
I guess he didn't pick up.
I swear to God, I've been trying to get a hold of those guys for years.
Yeah, I've been trying, but they're not picking up. So, What are you gonna do?
So
come on.
I want a porn title alliteration. You gave me. I don't know what letter you're gonna give me, but okay. I'm hoping it's a good one for our last show.
Alrighty, I actually do have a perfect letter for you. Let's do this.
Amanda's porn title alliteration.
What's the letter?
The letter of today is going to be F.
Ooh, good one. Ooh. And since this is our last show, I'm going to cuss as much as I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Minute on the clock?
Minute on the clock. I have you set, and I hope you are ready. Please try and come up with as many porn title alliterations as you can.
With the letter F. Got
with
it.
The
got
letter
F,
F.
F, F, F. Go.
Ready, set, go. Woo.
The Fist and the Furious. The Fox and the Pound. Fight of the Fisters. Fight Flub. Friday After Sex.
There we go.
Forgetting Sarah's Partials. I'm thinking movies here.
Go for it. Come on. You can do it.
Flaming Fraternity Fuckfests.
I like it.
Future Female Cum Shots. Forrest Hump.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Definitely good.
Funky Fresh Fuck Buddies. Furious Fuck Offs. Freshmen Suck First. Family Fuck Fest. Oh, that's gross. Shouldn't have said that. Fun Filled Fat Asses.
sounds like fighting, a Ben Stiller flick.
Fighting Freaks and Fairy Fucks. Framed Titties and Fallen Dickies. Fantastic Mrs. Fox. Nah, hold on. Okay.
Did you have one more? If you can think of one more.
Fierce Frigid Nannies Go Forcefully Filthy.
I like your style, Miss Amanda.
I always try to think of movies, but then it gets kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And then I just say words. Hey, that was fun, though. I like
doing
that.
That was fun. Hey, by the way, you're listening to Afternoon Delight. And we just got through some good old porn title alliterations, if I can say that word. We also have Kama Sutra for you.
Woo.
This is the last Kama Sutra that
ever.
We will be providing.
So if you choose to only do sex positions you've never done before for the rest of your life, now is the time to listen.
Righto. So let's do that right now.
It is pointless to resist. Kama Sutra, position of the week.
So, considering all of you listeners have had 2 years of sexual help from me. Mm-hmm. This is a five flamed carnal challenge.
Five out of five.
Okay. This one's called Niagara Falls. The erotic instructions. Ladies, facing the faucet, kneel in a tub that's already filled with warm water. Inch up so your body is very close to the water flow. Then lean forward and hold the wall or sides of the tub for balance. Your guy climbs in behind you and also kneeling enters you from behind. I know it sounded like she was going for it by herself, but yeah, he's there.
He's there.
As he thrusts, guide the water stream with your hand from the faucet or detachable shower head, which I have, between your legs.
There we go.
This is why you'll love it. This super sensational sex style is great for girls who don't always orgasm easily. You get a double blissful whammy. Your man has a prime...
Double blissful whammy.
Right? He's got a prime G-spot access, while the water spray electrifies your external passion button. I like that word, passion button.
Passion button.
And with your bodies meshed tight in the tub, your guy can fondle your breastises and stroke you below the belt as he thrusts. All these ultra-arousing sensations, plus the sexy feel of warm water surrounding you on all sides, will take you into the deep end. Trust us, you'll never look at your tub the same way again. A hint? Have him grab the soap and lather up his hands before slipping and sliding them around your body. His wet and wild touches will add an extra sexy sensation, and your skin will feel super smooth, which is always good for a lady. Just make sure you have rubbery bath mat to keep the two of you steady. Nobody wants a broken neck here, lady.
You know, I don't know if this is just because I'm reading all this and it's so recent, but I have to say, this is probably my favorite sex position.
I think it is.
Everything about this, you know.
I wish I had a tub.
I mean, it wasn't incredibly complicated, although, everything about it was complicated, but
it's incredibly complicated.
You need a tub and you need...
What it is, you need to make sure that you have the rubber mat.
Right. You got to have all the things right in the tub and you got
only old ladies break their hips in the shower. Okay?
I think things can go horribly wrong in the shower, but...
Alrighty. What do we got now?
We got 6 minutes left ever.
Jason, I want to hear your best moan.
My best moan?
I want to hear it.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this, even
though
it
doesn't matter. That's why you're doing it.
Okay. We'll do that. And then I'm also going to say my thank yous right after, just because I feel like I owe some.
I think we owe the listeners our moans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just let me know when.
Now?
Okay. Here we go. Right there. Oh my God. That's good. Do it. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah. There it is.
I don't know what else to do other than clap. Jason, you're like the Meg Ryan of men.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Well, thank yous.
Well, it's not without, I should practice. Ask you as well, but you kind of moaned a little earlier. So. I just want to thank lots of people here. I want to take this time to thank all the people who have listened to this show over the past 2 years, those who have called in, those who have been on the show or simply just inspired anything that has happened on the show.
Any sexual partners in the last 2 years?
Right.
Condom makers.
Specifically for today's listeners, whoever's listening, I want to make a shout out to some people who I think may be listening, to mom and or any family members for that matter. I'm sorry, but not really. To Tim Webb and his crew from KNBR, the sports leader.
You guys rock. We love you.
Right. If sex becomes an official sport, can I please come work for you guys?
Come. We both want to come. Yes. Please.
Last but not least, for any people building towers for satellites down at Space Systems Loral who also happen to be listening to this show, please don't break an $80,000 panel of some kind because my voice is addictive to you. So just a fair warning.
I thought it was my voice that was addictive to them.
Well, the illusion is...
Fine.
This radio does this.
I don't have
people.
Anybody to thank. I have shitty friends. I'm kidding. I love all of you. I just want to say thank you, Jason, for coming into the studio this semester and doing the show with me. Although, you know, you aren't a student. I will be probably, hopefully, studying abroad next year and next semester. Who knows what will happen, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Either way, we are going to have good fun, and we're going to carry all this with us.
And we hope that you guys all have great lives. Sex for the rest of your lives.
Amen to that. Alrighty. All right. Well,
what are we ending it with? Do you have a goodbye song?
We got It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday by Boys to Men.
Oh, good song!
So, for the last time, I bid
love
you adieu.
You. Oh,
we have a good time. You. Get some.
I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And I'll take